scores of very minor lacrosse players could potentially be suspended by a new participation policy on non-sanctioned events. The Ontario Lacrosse Association, OLA, unveiled the policy December 22. It means any players, managers, administrators, coaches, officials and trainers who participate in a non-sanctioned event after March 11, through to the end of October 2024, are ineligible to participate or apply for reinstatement to any Ontario lacrosse sanctioned program for the remainder of the current season and the entire following season, not including adult recreational leagues or teams, high school and university lacrosse teams. A Change.org petition opposing the new OLA policy had more than 3,100 signatures as of Wednesday afternoon. Simply put, the inevitable result of this rule is that players will play less lacrosse, the petition reads in part. It actually suspends those who wish to play more. The solution to our collective problem of declining registration does not lie in limiting the opportunities to play. The petition asks the OLA to rescind the new policy or delay its implementation until all members can consider and vote at the next annual general meeting, or to resign immediately. Barry Minor Lacrosse Association, BMLA, which has as many as 400 players, responded on Facebook to the new policy. "Although we are a member association of the OLA and directly accountable to the local participants that this policy applies to, the Barry Minor Lacrosse Association was neither consulted nor informed in advance of this significant policy update," says the statement. The BMLA noted that with OLA offices closed until January 3, 2024, it is unable to get answers to questions from its directors and member families. The OLA did not return an email message from Bradford today and Innisfil today. "Non-sanctioned programs all operate without being recognized by the provincial government in Ontario or the Canadian government, and are not governed by Lacrosse Canada or World Lacrosse." The OLA, in a statement on its website, says non-sanctioned organizations don't support the development of the OLA or its clubs. "We have no way of ensuring whether these events implement many of the fundamental safeguards that are in place in both OLA leagues, programs and the Lacrosse Canada long-term athlete development model," the statement reads. "They may or may not be using the same rules that are in place to protect player safety or provide adequate insurance coverage for participants. They also cannot claim that the quality of play in these events matches the level advertised, that officials are appropriately trained, or that background screens have been completed, all of which are important safeguards that exist within the OLA for the benefit of everyone," reads the statement by the OLA, which oversees 66 associations competing in 13 leagues. The BMLA says it's reviewing the new policy for potential impacts, as well as its right to appeal the policy. The association says it will soon open the portal for this year's tri-lacrosse sessions, but will be delaying registration for its returning player clinics, 2024 Springfield and 2024 Summer Box lacrosse programming until the association can be assured that its members will not be negatively impacted by the OLA's new policy. To view the petition, click here.